Swap Shop is a paid program, wholly owned, produced, engineered, and paid for by Charles Heller.
Hey, this is Shirley Daniels. I've got a gold fiddle that I won in a contest, and I wanted you to put it up with the Swap Shop. Folks know about it for me. Thank you.
Swap Shop trains a-coming, rolling down that free market track. Swap Shop trains a-coming, bringing all those great bargains back. Swap Shop trains a-coming, rolling in about 10:04. To help you sell your overflow and move it on to someone else's door. Great folks, great calls, great sponsors, little inspiration too. So hop on board for value so that little train don't chug right on past you. Welcome to the Swap Shop, an independent program on KVOI Tucson. This is the free market in progress, regulated only by common courtesy and common sense. You're free to buy, sell, or trade anything lawful and moral to own. You do it by making a list and calling 790-2040. Please describe your items with color, brand if you know it, and features, then the price and your phone number. Say your phone number at about the speed of the pen the listeners are using to write it. If you make a living selling or servicing something, please let me make a living advertising it. Email charles@libertywatchradio.com. This show is produced and hosted by Charles Heller. Any mistakes are his responsibility.
This just in. According to Corinne Jean-Pierre, who spoke on condition of anonymity, in the spirit of forgiveness, former Vice President Biden has pardoned former Major General Benedict Arnold, quoting Biden as saying, his prosecution was politically motivated. Come on, man. He also thanked the Arnold Family Trust for a generous donation to the Biden Library, which will be housed in his garage next to his Corvette and classified documents. This has been Irreconcilable News. Now back to our irregularly scheduled programming.
Thank you, Charles.
Owen, so are any opinions, too. And now, rigged for the uncharted waters of the free market. You may swap at will.
Indeed, you might swap at will if he was here, but he is not. So instead, you can swap at us in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios at KVOI at 520-790-2040 and buy, sell, trade, or give away anything you would like. Talk about your yard sale, and if it's lawful and moral, it's welcomed here. And if it's not, kindly cart it off in some other direction, and we would be in your debt. And my mic could come up a tad. Either that or I could talk louder. That works. I do pay attention to the levels and try and make sure that my headset is set so I can hear myself think. And Charger's guarding the doorway over there. He's decided that he's going to stop bothering me while I'm broadcasting. And he's standing watch. When Philip comes in, I've got some treats to hand Philip. Maybe we can calm the beast down and get him to stop growling at people that walk in the station. Especially, I'll leave one left for Eb Wilkinson when he comes in later to record the new spots we've been meaning to do for about 2 months. And it's a wonderful day. We're set up for business. We're ready to go. And if you'd like to buy, sell, and trade, this is your forum. And if you don't like to buy, sell, and trade, it's about time to change your philosophy or we ain't sticking around. So, and remember that when you hear sponsors on this program, they're not there for decoration. They are there for effect. And they spend a lot of time, and we spend a lot of time crafting their ads so that they serve your needs and they tell you what's in it for you. And if you need what they sell, it keeps programs like this in business for you to do business with them and let them know why you did it. And we make that appeal to all of the great sponsors. You will not hear anyone on this program that I don't personally endorse and do business with. I hold that as a rule for myself, that it's got to be a product. If they're going to be a sponsor on this program, it has to be a product that I understand and use and see the value in so that I can therefore explain to you in unequivocal terms what it is you get, what's in it for you in doing business with that particular sponsor. And I hold that standard to all businesses except mortuaries. So I don't want to have to do business with one of those. But other than that, I would have a mortuary on that I did not do business with personally. That I would do. But other than that, probably not. And so, that's why you don't hear other mechanics on here than Perfection Auto Works. That's who I do business with. And with the exception of an occasional tire repair or something like that, or an oil change that was done in Chicago or something like that while traveling, I strictly do business with Perfection Auto Works. And the reason is, for instance, I picked up my CRV last week, and it was out front, right where I made an appointment for it to be. I came by in the evening to pick it up. There was an invoice on my dashboard. It had a gas leak for some period of time. Mike smelled it. When I came by to pick up a check, he walked out to my vehicle to look it over. It's what he does. And he said, "I smell gasoline. You got a leak." And we made an appointment. I said, "Yeah, I've been smelling it." And I've been parking it away from my house just in case. He goes, "Well, that's not right." And he scheduled a time for me. I dropped it off. And it doesn't leak gas anymore, and the check engine light stops coming on intermittently. That was an O2 sensor, and now the thing runs right. It actually idles smoothly and doesn't vibrate at an intersection, and I'm driving it today, as a matter of fact. I'm going to check the odometer, and when it hits 100 miles, I'm going to go fill it up so that's an accurate measure of the amount of gas I used, and I'm going to check my gas mileage. It was getting 17, and that's not that great. It should get 20, and so I'm hoping to get back to 20, and I'll report back on that. I should have filled it up on the way in, but I wanted to get in a little early and make the coffee and walk Charger and make sure that he did what he needed to do, so he didn't do that inside, and we're ready to go. And I'll tell you, he is ready to go. He's a broadcast dog, and he's right. I wish I could get him to speak. I wish I knew what the command was for speak. He's trained in sign language too. Whoever had him, he's a pretty smart dog. If you touch your tip of your fingers to your chin, he'll sit down. He doesn't always sit when you say sit, but he will always sit when you make the sign language sign. Somebody call me up who knows sign language and tell me what the sign language is for roll over. I assume it's your right hand extended finger and make a circle. Let's see what happens next time he's in the room. I'll do that. See if he rolls over. If anybody knows, if anybody's a dog trainer and knows dog sign language, DSL, dog sign language, or ADL, American dog language, for sign, or ASDL, or whatever that is. If anybody knows it, call me up at 520-790-2040 and buy, sell, trade, or educate me on dog training and sign language. And whatever, or if you got a dog that signs, if you got a dog that does interpretive sign and you're looking to rehome him, well, maybe this is the program to do it at 520-790-2040. And we would be happy to hear your story. I noticed with some sadness that Fred Smith, the originator, the progenitor, the founder of... not supposed to make noise. The founder of Federal Express has passed away. He was quite elderly, and he did a lot of good works besides founding Federal Express. But I will think I will do his obituary, Fred Smith Obit. And I don't think I'll do that this segment. I think I'll do that next segment after we have a cup of coffee. And I think it is about time for that cup of coffee, don't you? Wrong button. There's the right button. Wrong mouse. And here we go. And that took a little bit longer than the coffee pot music to play. Maybe I should get a longer coffee pot music. What do you think? play more of that? I don't know. Maybe I should just get the cup of coffee before I start broadcasting. And that would help. I don't know. One or the other. Oh, we got a caller. Stop with the coffee. Coffee's not as important as callers. Caller, your first name, please.
Ingrid.
Hi, Ingrid. You're live on the air.
Yes. Earlier, you were talking about your doggy.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
I'm sure that mm-hmm. you were talking about sign language and so forth. Maybe other people are curious, too. Does he know how to sign his name when he uses his charge card?
No, he's got his own brand. It's a charger card. No one accepts it.
Okay. Your joke is better than mine.
Hey, that's supposed to be my job. I'm on the as the host. I'm supposed to see the opportunities for zingers and one-liners and zip right in.
You sure do.
Zip, zam, zowie, and swoosh. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye. And that opens up a line, and that is the proper spirit of enthusiasm and humor and an openness to listening and humor that I love to hear in people who listen to this program. I mean, if you want to be dour and depressed, it's your choice. But this is a program about lifting people up a little bit, giving them a little bit of reason, something to hold on to. It doesn't have to be, you know, the inspiration hour. I'm not Robert Schuller, and I don't have to in the power hour. But I'd like to give people a little bit of hope. I hope. Swap Shop, your first name, please.
Richard.
Hi, Richard. You're on the radio. What you got to buy, sell, trade, give away, or ask about?
Okay, I've got I just wrote it down. It's a deer rifle. It is a Remington model 1003.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the rifle case, and it's got a Weaver scope on it.
Mm-hmm. What power scope?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Deer hunting, that's what my father-in-law had.
Ah, okay. What caliber?
It is a, I should have wrote that down, it's a 30-06.
Oh, okay. 30, let's see, .30. .30-06. Right. When you put it in writing, it's .30-06. It's called a 30-06. And the reason is it's a 30 caliber rifle. It was originally designed in 1906.
Oh, really?
That's how it. Most calibers get its name from either the width, sometimes the width and the length, and sometimes the amount of powder in it. Like .45-70 is 45 caliber bullet over 70 grains of black powder.
Okay.
Anyway.
So that's
Woodstock.
Helpful. So yeah, it's got a Woodstock, and it's got the pad on the. On the
butt
back
pad.
Of it.
Yeah, butt pad.
Butt pad, yes. And the fellas that looked at it the other day over on Mission Ajo, the shop there, they had to take the scope off in order to get the information I'm giving you right now.
Mm-hmm. Are you about to give me the serial number?
Yes.
No, don't do that on the radio. Do not ever give a serial number on the radio unless it's...
Oh, really? Okay.
No, don't do that. The only time you would give a serial number is if it has one of provenance. For instance, if you had Colt Single Action Army number 00003, you might say that on the radio. But other than that, never give the serial number. It's like giving out a social security number. Don't do that.
Okay. Now, there. So where the scope was attached, it... kind of challenged that number, that model 1003, but the fella told me that I could see the 0 and the 3, but I couldn't see the 10, and he
Got
told
it.
Me that's what it was, is the 1003.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I'm wanting 350 for it.
Mm-hmm. Very reasonable. And asking, somewhere I'll find the dollar sign. And hold on one second. Caller, you'll be next. Hold on. And Richard asking, found it, asking 350. Anything else?
Yeah, and the phone number is 520-312-3120. 1705.
Copy, 520-312-1705.
Yep.
Okay. Good luck selling your gun.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Bye. Swap Shop, your first name, please.
John.
Hi, John. You're on the radio.
Hi. I'm having a yard sale. I've got a bunch of guy stuff, and there's a bunch of girl stuff.
Okay.
Concrete tools. I've got a complete set of concrete tools, some scaffolding, a builder's level, some welding tanks, a nice tile saw, rick saw, and she's got a bunch of girly stuff out here. It's like panini press, crock pot, little, you know, stuff. Christmas gift stuff, new mm-hmm. stuff. And anyway, I wanted to advertise it.
You're on the air.
My number is 520-730-9767. They want to, if they're interested, I got a nice big chainsaw. Got three different linked bars for it, chains.
GTH bars.
So I guess that's it.
Okay. And that is, there's a nice Christmas present, huh? Nothing says love like a chainsaw. 520-730-9767. Well, for men, love is a transactional word, right?
Right. It's that time of year.
Ho, ho, ho. anything? Hey, is that chainsaw handy?
Yeah, it's right there.
Okay, will it start?
No. I have to use two hands and put some gas in it.
Oh, okay. Gosh, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Right on the radio. Yeah, here it is. Oh, boy. I remember Robert Klein used to have a comedy routine where he says, how come there's no pantyhose ad on the Super Bowl? It's always very machismo things, you know. It's Black and Decker, $69.95. Cut your arm off with that, USOB. You know, well, that kind of advertising. All right. Well, we're past the time for a break. So, once again, 520-730-9767. And it's time for you to hang up on yourself, John.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. And that opens the line for you in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios, assuming I can find the breaks. Here they are, and we'll be back after this.
The president of the Liberal Democrats in Parliament says, I believe in redistribution of wealth. I said, yours or theirs? By what right does somebody get elected to office and dictate to you how much you're allowed to have of what you create? What stake do they have of what you create?
Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. And America Armed and Free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
Driving to Belay in my 62 Chevrolet. Over the streets I go. It's the streets that got the beat. Bells on my car ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to drive a thing, a two-door swing-a-ling. Chevy bells, Chevy bells, it's my Chevy that I care.
Except right on top of the holiday, I love having lighthearted music for the season. Everybody plays the traditionals, and some of them are absolutely gorgeous. And when I do a broadcast, it's right on Christmas Day. I love to do spiritual music then, but one of my favorite things to do with the music from Christmas is to play Silent Night, the all three breaks of Swap Shop, in different languages. And Silent Night in the original German is really beautiful. But what's just genuinely cool and different is to listen to Silent Night in Hebrew or in Japanese or in some other tongue that you just wouldn't expect it. And to me, I think that that variety, that's why I like mixing flavors of things. It's why I like mixing dishes. It's why I drive restaurant nuts with a side dish, with two halves of a side dish mixed with two different things. Anyway, I got my coffee mug here, my AM 690 KVOI coffee mug. Set the lid aside, get the coffee, get the creamer hoy. I've got the hazelnut creamer and just standard creamer. So this is single malt, not double malt. Get a tablespoonful of creamer there and a second tablespoonful of creamer. And let's put the lid back on the creamer hoy so that we don't have a white powder accident in the studio and cause an HR report. Put the coffee lid back on the broadcast mug, secure that, and now make it shaken, not stirred. You can't hear the shake, but there we go. Ooh, bubbling out of the top a little bit. Here we go. And, about perfect today. Hazelnut coffee with regular creamer. Got coffee on my hands. That's okay. Sanitary scout method for that. Okay, Fred Lee Smith, Jr. The venerable Fred Lee Smith of Washington, D.C. and Cobb Island, Maryland, died in his home on November 23rd this year after an acute illness. He was born December 26th of 1940, so he almost made it to his 85th birthday, in Mobile, Alabama, and raised in rural 6th Ward near Slidell, Louisiana. I know where that is. The eldest of five children, born to Fred Lee Smith and Bernice Wainwright Smith, Fred took an early interest in individual liberty and human rights. In 1984, Fred founded the Competitive... Oh, I didn't know that. He founded the Competitive Enterprise Institute. They... CEI has a segment on American Radio Journal on at 8:30 in the morning on KVOI, played on KVOI here. Fred was a government relations director at the Council for a Competitive Economy, senior economist at the Association of American Railroads, and senior policy analyst at the Environmental Protection Agency for 5 years. Regulatory economics became as much a calling card as his enthusiasm for finding, assimilating, and sharing ideas. Fred Erdner's back. I wonder if this is the same Fred Smith who founded Federal Express. I may be wrong. He earned his... Bachelorette BS in theoretical math and political science from Tulane, where he got the highest academic honor, the Arts and Sciences Medal, and was elected to Phi Beta Kappa. At Harvard, he received a Woodrow Wilson Fellowship for graduate study in theoretical mathematics, and he also did graduate work in applied mathematics and economics at the University of Pennsylvania and SUNY at Buffalo. While in New York, he applied Bayesian search techniques to anti-submarine warfare in his work at the Cornell Aeronautical Laboratory, which became a widely used technique. Fred distinguished himself most with his insatiable curiosity, infectious joy, and love he carried with him, and he's always striving to learn about more things. This is not the same Fred Smith who founded Federal Express. I was wrong. I gave incorrect information. I apologize and correct myself. Anyway, he was an economist, and he had something to do with submarine warfare. And Godspeed to his family. He was evidently a groundbreaking freedom advocate. And that's the other Fred Smith, Fred Lee Smith. All right. Oops. Don't want to give out wrong information. All righty. And a line is open. All four lines are open at 520-790-2040. If you want to buy, sell, and trade something, this portion of the program brought to you in part by the good folks at Wilkinson Wealth Management, guiding you to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired. And they teach a 7-step system that is proven. And if you want to find out more information, you can reach them at 777-1911. Or WilkinsonWealthMGMT.com. Back to the phones and Swap Shop. Your first name, please.
Hi, Charles. This is Charles.
Hi.
Hi. I've got two items.
Okay.
First one is an air compressor, Porter cable. It's a Pantic design compressor. It's rated at 150 PSI. It comes with a 75-foot air hose, and there's a tire attachment to it to fill up your tires on your car.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking, I want to give it away, basically, $50. $50.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the second item is a little shopping cart. It has a four wheels on the bottom, so it rolls around. The basket itself is about 12 by 12 inches, and it's 30 inches deep. And what's nice about it, when you're done using it, it folds up for easy storage. I'm asking $15 for that.
Asking $15 for that. Okay. Anything else?
That's it. That's it, Charles.
Phone number, please.
Is 520-481-0976.
520-481-0976.
That's it, Charles.
Okay. Have a wonderful day.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. And good Yontif. And that opens the line for you in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios, whose ad I just did. And I got time for one more. This weekend was the sale at Safe Shift. I got some great stuff from there this month. I got another step stool, so I don't have to run one from home on Sundays, because this chair cuts into the back of your leg. It's a little too high. So if you put your feet up, it keeps the back of your legs above the chair lip, and you don't end up with your feet going to sleep for 3 hours of sitting still. And I paid $3 for it. If you want great deals like that, you can get them at Safe Shift. Here's the rub. They're only open 3 days a month. No, not 3 days a week, 3 days a month. So next time they'll be open is January, the first Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of January. And from eight in the morning till three in the afternoon, it's a 3 day sale once a month. And during the rest of the month, you can bop on by there and you can donate things. Can't shop there, but you can donate, and they are available. Look them up online. It's the Tucson Fire Foundation is who runs it. If you Google Safe Shift in Tucson, you'll find it, but it's run by the Tucson Fire Foundation. It's a nonprofit. It's an estate sale store so that you can get bargains or you can donate whole estates. It's an extremely efficient charity, only one employee, huge store, bunch of volunteers, but only one employee, and the money goes to taking care of firefighters and other first responders that have a need. There's about 1,850 of them throughout the greater Tucson community, and it's the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation that runs it. They do a beautiful job, and I am thrilled to have done business with them for a long time. I knew one of its co-founders. She was a real spark plug and got people to volunteer and just had a lot of energy and a heart for helping others. And that's the spirit of the place. It's called Safe Shift, and it's at 2801 East Grant Road, 2801 East Grant Road. And it's just west of the fire station on Grant Road, which is just west of Country Club, about a block. And you will do well from going in there, and they're super nice people. They even have a nice dog. I don't know that I want to have Charger say hello to her. He's not that friendly to other doggies yet, but we're working on it. We're tenderizing him. So, and also brought to you in part by, whoops, time for the break, and we'll do that after the break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Fan mail from some flounder?
This is Herman Cain. You'll get some good bargains on the Swap Shop. Call in now at 520-790-2040 and have Charles make fun of your stuff.
This is Tina Martin, and everybody loves some Swap Shop sometime.
Hey, this is Bullwinkle. You're listening to the Swap Shop.
Open the books. We've had to file lawsuits. We had to sue the state of California to get them to release their spending, their checkbook.
Well, that should be a national pastime anyway, suing California.
Hey, we certainly enjoyed it. I mean, it took a lot of time. It took a lot of money to follow the letter of the law.
Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. And America Armed and Free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
That's the old Royal Guardsman song. And let's see, Snoopy and the Red Barons, let's see, Fant Graphics, collected newspaper articles, let's see, Snoopy versus Red Baron song author. Let's try that and see what we get. S-O-N-G. Oh, that's how you spell song. All right. Versus Red Baron song author. Let's try that on for size. Let's see. This is The Red Baron is a novelty song written by Phil Gerhard and Dick Holler and recorded in 1966 by the Florida-based pop group The Royal Guardsmen. And let's see the song. More about it. And the song was recorded at the Charles Fuller Production Studio in Tampa, Florida, and released as a single on Lori Records, debuting at 122 on the Bubbling Under the Hot 100 on December 10th, 1966. The single skyrocketed at number 30 on December 17th of 66, and again at number 7 on December 24th, 66. Peaked at number 2 on the Hot 100 during the week of December 31, 66, behind the Monkees, I'm a Believer, and number 6 on the Record Retailer UK chart in February of 67. It was number 1 in Australia for 5 weeks from February 1967, mate, and for number 1 for 3 weeks in Canada on the Hot 100, but it melted the snow and the Canadians rejected it. Anyway, the Royal Guardsman went on to reject several other Snoopy-themed songs, including two follow-ups to Snoopy versus the Red Baron, Return of the Red Baron, and Snoopy's Christmas, together with other tunes such as Snoopy for President. In 2006, they released Snoopy versus Osama. Oh, now that sounds interesting. Let's look that up. I just have a notion that I just have a notion that might be a fun song to play on the radio, and I suspect it will be. I don't think we'll have any problems with the FCC on that. Let's see what we get. Snoopy versus Obama YouTube. Let's see. If so, we got a 7-second delay. Look over there, and the delay is on, so let's try that. That's only an image. I can't click on it. Let's try that. And, yeah, sure enough, there was a pre-roll on it. Let's skip the pre-roll and go right to it. Okay. I never knew that song existed until right now, so discovering it with you. But the purpose of this program is buying, selling, and trading, so let's go on to its original purpose. And Tony, welcome to calling in ahead of schedule.
Yeah, how about that? Huh?
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Change. Huh? Anyway, I have a upright lamp. It's about 6 feet with one bulb facing the ceiling, and then you've seen the other one. There's another bulb that's attached that you can twist around, you know, while you're reading. So one faces the ceiling, and the other faces down or whatever direction you want it to be in. And $15 for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then for those people that like to listen to the chimes when the wind blows outside your home or apartment, patio, it's kind of unique. It's about 5 feet high, and the chime itself, from the base to the top is black, and when it comes up towards the top, there's two curves, arcs, one to the left, one to the right, and one's higher than the other. One has the chimes, and there's beautiful. It's 3 and 2 5 elongated. And then there's kind of a bell on the bottom type. Well, you've seen them. Anyway, that hangs from one side. And on the other side,
I haven't.
You can have a bird feeder, you know, that can hang on the other side. You know, so, and that's, oh, and the base fits right into the ground. There's prongs that you just force it right into the earth, and it's upright. So it's one of those that goes right into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking $20 for that.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the chimes itself with the connector, that's in green, so it's really appropriate for the season, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice Christmas gift. Anyway, or Hanukkah gift.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? I have another item. Oh, I also have a... a full-length body mirror, and it's about 4 feet. And this is kind of unique because on the top it has, on the top, two hooks that hooks onto your door, so you don't have to nail it into the, you know, up against the wall. It just fits right on the door, and I'm asking 15 for that.
Okay.
So that's what, three items, right?
Yep.
So,
all right. Anything else?
And that should do it for now. My number, as you know, is 520-881-7207. I was going to ask you something because you're very knowledgeable, you know, because you've had a lot of work with the cars, you know,
mm-hmm.
different cars that you own. I don't know if any of your vehicles have the latest equipment, you know, where they have these gadgets to test the codes that are in
no.
the engine.
You mean on board?
I think it's called, there's a gadget called the Data Link Connector.
Oh.
OBD, something in that order.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if you can, if you had some knowledge just to explain.
No, the knowledge I have is that. The knowledge I have is that's why I have a mechanic.
Yeah.
That's my knowledge. I take it to Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works if I get a code. If you don't want to pay a mechanic to do that, you can take it to an AutoZone and they'll read the codes for you. But reading the codes doesn't really do much. I mean, it gives you an idea of what might be wrong with it. But I'll give you an example. A lot of times you'll get a code for an oxygen sensor, and it's not actually an oxygen sensor. It's something else in the system that fools it into thinking you got a bad oxygen sensor. And then you just spend a lot of money replacing an oxygen sensor, and it doesn't fix the problem. That's why you take it to a mechanic.
Okay.
That's why, and you got to have somebody that A, knows what they're doing, and B, is trustworthy, and that's why it's been taking it to Mike Emery at perfection for 23 years.
Yeah. Is he, I know on the holidays, does he, takes a couple of weeks off, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's closed for all of December. They're on vacation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're paying their people like they were working, but they're closed for vacation. And an ethical business that does very well by its employees and has had some mechanics working there for over 20 years. I mean, in that case,
Charles, because he's on vacation for the month of December, mm-hmm. for those people that, because I was going to call him, but, you know, now that you mentioned it, but is there a backup? I mean,
it's what I do. No, it's not. It's a reasonable question, Tony. It's not an impudent question in any way, shape, or form. What I do for a backup is I have spare cars.
Oh, you? Yeah, okay.
And I mean, it's not expensive stuff. I mean, all three of my cars together aren't worth $12,000. But okay. I do have two spares. I have a daily driver, a Pontiac Vibe. I have a van for projects, a little Ford Transit Connect XLT. And then I have an SUV, which I drive on the weekends, which is my Honda CR-V. It's a 2003 with...
I've seen that one.
Yeah, 208,000, almost 209,000 miles on it. And I bought it with 203, and it had some issues. And Mike's been, like, the fuel leak, and Mike's been ironing them out, and one at a time. And pretty soon it's going to be a really neat car. I drove it to San Diego without any issues.
You know, there's a common knowledge that a lot of the dealerships that you purchase your car from, you know, if they have the reputation of overcharging for some reason.
Well, the reason is because they have big shops and they have a franchise, and they need to make and they need to make their nut
right.
Yeah. All right, Tony, I got to take a break, but you have a great day, and I appreciate you. Enjoy.
You.
You're welcome. Bye.
You too. Bye.
And that opens up a line for you.
Since I was a kid, I've been enamored with hydrogen when I was making it in the basement and filling balloons and igniting them. Wonderful blue balls of fire.
His favorite song is the 1812 Overture, the last minute and 13 seconds.
It's a wonder I didn't blow up the house with all the hydrogen stuff I was experimenting with.
Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. And America armed and free about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
This is Mark Levin. Don't listen to those backbenchers. Charles has been doing Swap Shop, Liberty Watch, and America Armed and Free on KVOI for 20 years. Congratulations, Charles.
Dennis Prager here. There's nothing so quintessentially American as trading freely with one another in good faith. As on the Swap Shop, congratulations on 20 years on KVOI, Charles.
Hey, my little baby child, it's time to close your eyes. Papa's gonna tell you now what he saw outside. It was the rising Swap Shop moon. Serpent stretched across the sky, east down to the south. Moon's a giant serpent egg it carried in its mouth. It was the rising Swap Shop moon. It was the rising Swap Shop moon.
And welcome back to the last segment of Swap Shop this morning. This portion brought to you by the good folks at the Tucson Tool Shop. They are a wonderful place. It used to be Kent's Tools. Billy owns it now, and he's doing a great job with it. They're at 133 East Grant Road. You can get anything you want in the realm of tools, be it new or used. They got all kinds of stuff. They're open 6 days a week, and it's at 133 East Grant Road. Still the same phone number, 624-8098, 624-8098. And to the phones, and J.D., welcome.
Well, howdy, howdy. Happy Sunday.
Yeah, happy Sunday, and now, of course, Woof.
Yes. I have a looking for. I'm looking for an old-fashioned wardrobe.
Oh,
You know, the wooden thing you put your clothes in.
Right. Let's see. J period, D period, and looking for. You should go over to Safe Shift.
You know, I went over there Friday, and there wasn't parking within a block.
And yeah, that's what happens.
It was a popular mm-hmm. spot. I didn't have enough time before I had my next appointment, so I thought about it.
Yep, that's what happens when you're open 3 days a month, but, you know, you do all your business in those 3 days, and it's
I figure I'll take an Uber next month.
Or just show up at early on Thursday morning.
Yeah.
That's how it works. They open at 8 in the morning, and it's probably a line by then, but it's a shorter line. Anyway, looking for a standing wardrobe. Anything else?
Well, that's all I'm looking for today.
520-334-7434.
Perfect.
Yep. A little faster than the speed of the pen, but oh well. Anything else?
That's it. Just enjoy the show. Who do we have coming up next?
Oh, we have Philip Williams of Philip of BBSI here in Tucson. And
oh,
also
great.
He loves the study of the way things work. And it is very much the Federalist Papers are very much the study of that. Of the way things
mm-hmm.
work, and he's.
I always enjoy when you have him on.
The man's nuclear qualified on two kinds of submarine, and he's fighting with the microphone to get it to stay in place. I get such a kick out of that. And now a little pugilism. That microphone is now on. If you want to say anything. Whoops! No, it isn't. Why am I? Oh, here we go. Now it's on. I had to push button one to put you on the air. Go ahead.
I'll tell you what, it's no nuclear reactor.
Well, neither is this, and I flub it up by the numbers. I'd have been terrible at what you did.
I could do a nuclear reactor in my sleep. This darn mic on the, or boom on the mic is it's a whole nother level.
I'd be a Homer Simpson if I was around a reactor. Oh! Anyway.
Well,
you said flank.
You
said flank. No, astern? Oh, sorry. Anyway.
I saw that Meta, the parent company of Facebook, has put out asking for bids to build their own nuclear reactor.
They're just leasing them now.
You know.
I don't know if you know that or not, but that's a true story.
No, I didn't know that. They're leasing them from Three Mile Island?
Well, that Three Mile Island is one. Microsoft just signed a deal with Constellation to attempt to revive one of the non-melted units.
Hmm.
And you've got folks like Google, Facebook, they're all trying to figure it out. What it boils down to is, guess what? Solar and wind aren't reliable enough to keep all of these computer chips running.
Nor are they efficient enough.
Right.
With the difference between solar and fossil and hydrocarbon fuels, the burn rate, the efficiency you get out of the burn is far, far greater with the burning fuel. The other thing is, I think what they ought to do is hire Elon Musk to do it. In 18 months from zero, from the starting gun to 18 months later, Elon Musk would have a built nuclear reactor ready to be fueled.
Yeah. It helps that he has degrees in economics and physics.
Well, I'm sure it does, but what he knows how to do is hire people who know how to do it, and they would figure it out. He'd put the same level of intensity in that as he has with the SpaceX.
Yeah, he reads with avarice.
Yes. Yep, and a voracious reader. All right, JD, anything else?
No, that's it. I think reading is a fad now that we have YouTube. It'll never last.
Yeah, it's kind of like those new page turner books instead of the scrolls. It'll never catch on. All right, you have a good day.
That's it.
Yep, bye.
You bet.
Caller, thank you for your patience. Your first name, please.
This is Uncle Bo.
Hi, Uncle Bo. How is you?
Hi. Oh, good. I have some things for sale today. I have a receptionist desk. It's a U-shaped receptionist desk. It's about 8 foot by 8 foot, U-shaped. Comes with a three-drawer, a file cabinet, and the keyboard pull-out for your keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it? And I'm asking $275 for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have. They're wall boards, they're retail wall boards, slotted wallboards. I have 40 plus of them, and they're 2 foot by 4 foot tall, 2 foot wide by 4 foot tall.
Okay, asking.
I'm at 25 apiece.
Asking 25 apiece. Okay.
And then I have some other slotted ones that are 4 foot tall, 4 foot wide by another 4 foot tall by 5 foot wide.
Okay.
And there's also the slotted wall boards.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a fire door, a front, a standard 36 by 79 fire door.
Uh-huh.
Asking $75 for that.
Uh-huh. All right.
And my phone number is 520-275-8744.
8744. Okay, 520-275-8744.
And I can also help with delivery and with installation.
All right.
Additional charge, of course.
Of course. We are capitalists.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Yeah, there's a wonderful line in Strange New Worlds of Star Trek about one of the characters who's a hoarder. She's the chief engineer. And she mm-hmm. says, and one of the characters says, "Why do you do that?" And she says, "Well, in case this socialism thing doesn't work out." it's a wonderful self-criticism of Star Trek. It's really a great line.
I look forward to the new administration. Hopefully you don't have to worry about that kind of thing in the near future.
We're better off putting our faith in our own abilities than we are in other people to do things for us. I'm a lot more confident about Uncle Bo's transport than I am about any administration. All right, you have a wonderful day. That's about it for calls. We don't have time for another one, but I will say that Hartman Glass does a beautiful job of custom glass work. If you're looking for anything that they do, it is hartman-glass.com. Again, hartman-glass.com. Or if you want to reach them on the phone, it's 903-0766. That's 903-0766. And they do just a wonderful job, as do all our sponsors. Support them. They support us. It is a wonderful symbiosis. And it is how our country was designed to work when you patronize the sponsors. And with that, I'll encourage you to find everything you can. There's plenty of room for any kind of merchandise without force or fraud. And if you have enough of the right things, you'll always have the right thing when the time occurs. And always have fun doing it. As Pat says, tante habre frutis. And Charger just said, oh. So with that, I'll be back on the other side of Liberty Watch with Philip Williams and Federalist 70 and 68.